We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We were starting the top line. In the Mishnah, it said different things that are the mitzvahs b'yoyim, therefore it's kosher the whole day. And at the end of the Mishnah, it mentions two things that are kosher at night and the mutter the whole night. You can bring it the whole night. First, we'll finish up the last few that are by day. L'rifas Egla, Egla Arufa, that is when a dead person is found between two cities, then whoever is closer, whoever the closest city brings Egla Rufa, so that's the halachas by day. How do we know? Amrit Berevyanai Kaparek Sivba Kekachim. It says by the lashon of Egla Rufa, what the Zakenim say, it says Kaper LaAmcha Yisrael Shepedisa. It's a lashon Kapara, and Kapara is by Yoyim like Kachim, like we have before in the Gemara, a Makar that Kapara is by Yoyim. But Taharas Mitzayra. Taharas Mitzayra means when they bring the Tziparim, the two birds, the Eitz Erez, the Eitz of Shnisalas, the Kohen goes to Chutz LaMachna. And he checks one of the tzparim, the other one he sends out, and he dips it into the blood. So that also has to be by day. How do you know? The chsiv, zois tia tairis ha-metzareh b'yoyim taharasai. Again, lashon b'yoyim has to be by day. Now, the last two things in the Mishnah are k'sira tzoymer and hekter chalavim v'ivarim. That can be done at night. Kol alayla kasha k'sira tzoymer. The omamar, k'sira, cutting the oymer, v'svira, and svira tzoymer b'layla is b'layla. V'hava, but when they bring the carbon oymer, that's by yoyim. And the loch is kosher kol alayla. So there's a Tosfos here in Daf Chaf Amud Beis that talks about Sfira Soimer. Zok Tosfos, Oimer Beitam, Shem Shachar Levarach Balayla. If you forget to make a bracha of Sfira Soimer at night, Lo Yevarach Bayoim, you should make a bracha by day. But he says, you still could count it by day, even though it has to be done by night. But Lamaisi, you count it by day, and you just can't make a bracha because Tamimais has to start from the night. And but if you forget about Zok Tosfos, if you forget the whole day and whole night, then you can't count with a bracha anymore. It brings down Bahag Kasav, the Hekha the Inshi Levarech, Balaila, Yimna Mlacha Blay Bracha, Khair Lacha, Avam Shach Laila Vayoim, if you get the night and the day, La Yimna Ida Bracha, the Bina Tmima Sulaka. And Tosfos brings down the after Sfira Soimer, we say Yirotzoin, the Yirotzoin of his Mikdash, and he says, why don't you say about Tekiyah Shefer and Lulav, even though there it's also not the Raisa, out of the base of Mikdash, it could be, it's not the Raisa. But especially Lulav, so it says, because there you're doing a Maisa, but here, by Sfira Soimer, only has Kara, and that's what you say, Sheyabana Beis Mikdash, Ayin Taisvis, Ekshmak and Taisvis, regarding Sfira Soimer. Zog the Gemara Vaita, Lehekta Chalavim Vayivarim, how do you know Lehekta Chalavim Vayivarim, which means every carbon has Zrika Sadam, and that's the Iker Kapara of the carbon, then you bring the fats and the limbs, certain limbs and certain fats, onto the Mizbeach, the Chsiv, Kala Laila Adabayka, the Pasuk says, that al mikdam zeh kol alayla ad baiker, they bring it the whole night, and that's the makar, that's the kol alayla, the mitzvah kol alayla. Zog to Gemara Vayta, it says zeh klal. At the end of the Mishnah, it says a klal. Everything is mitzvah suyayim, is kosh kol yayim, and davish mitzvah alayla, kosh kol alayla. And we spoke in yesterday's shir that the chero were missing something by alayla, mikra megillah. By day it said mikra megillah in the Mishnah, that's kol alayim. What about the mikra megillah by alayla? It's mutter the whole night. So on that, the Achroinim answer, like a P, the Rishonim, who say that really, Ikra Megillah is B'yoyim. The night was a Chiddush from Meshua ben Levi. We had an Abdallah, Meshua ben Levi says, late at night. And therefore, Medina de Mishnah could be, there's no din to lay in Megillah at night. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's the Zeha Klal? Dovash Mitzvah B'yoyim, Koshik Al-Yoyim. Zeha Klal Suyim Bai. Zok to Gemara, Suyim Sider B'zichim V'silik B'zichim. The Lechem Aponim and the little cups of spices were on the Shulchan. And they were removed every Shabbos and replaced with different ones, different lechem upon them, different bezichim. So when you say mutter kol yoyim, it's la suye sider bezichim sider bezichim, which the Rishonim speak out who adin lechem upon them. But we're saying even sider bezichim sider bezichim have the same din lechem upon them. Ukrav yoyisi. Time yoyisi yoyimer. Silik asi ashana shachris. They took off the old lechem from the whole week and the bezichim in the morning. V'sider as a chadash arvis. In the evening they returned it. The evening by day still they returned the new ones. Put the new ones on. The Masada the new, not return, the Masada the new, Lechem Panam and Bezichim. If you did that, Ein Bekachlom. You don't have to have it, Mamish, like 1 second to the next. If you did it that day, within the same day, it's fine if you took off the old one and you replaced it with new ones later that day on the Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk, there has to be Tamid. It's in the Pasuk, Yerma Shabbos, Yerma Shabbos, Yarachenu Fnei Hashem, Tamid, Meis Meis Shol B'Rei Soilam. It means a shulchan shouldn't be below lechem for a whole day. But if it's there by day, it's like just like Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Varim. It just means it has to be every day. It has to be there every day. And the Rabbanan there argue, Rabbanan hold that you have to do it like immediately, one after another. Like as, you have to bring in four Kahanim. Two Kahanim bring in, Abzichim and Lechem Apanim, the other two remove it. And as they're bringing it in, the other one's taking it off. So it doesn't even stay a second without the Lechem. So it's saying, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yaisi. Why? Because you can put it on the whole day. So it's bothering us that Lechaira, by lechem upon fear Rabbanan, it also can be done the whole day. The switch could be done the whole day. Well, why is dafka Rabbi Yaisi? So Chagas Rabbi Rabbanan just is, if you can have a time in between one and the other one, that's still called Tamid. But Lagavi of Kla, Yom Lechaira, I don't have a Teretz, says Kasha. Lechaira, Shikla Ara, why dafka Rabbi Yaisi? The last part of the Mishnah, the Zah Klal Dovashim Shots of Lai Kosha Kalai, the water coming to La Suya, La Suya Mai, La Suya Chilas Psachim, they allowed to eat the current paste of the whole entire night. Look at Lez Ben Azariah, Lez Ben Azariah, the Tanya of Okwas Abbas of Lai Lazet, says you eat the current paste in this night. Omra of Lez Ben Azariah, Nemek Kam Balai Lazet, Nemek Lahalon, it says in the Pasik, further, Vavati Be'eretz Vetrayim Balai Lahu, that Hashem will go, Vavarta Be'eretzayim Balai Lazet, that Hashem will go in that night and kill all the Bukhairin, Malahalon al Khatsois. Just like there, the Makas Khairis was a Khatsois. Afkan, this Pasuk of Karim Pesach is at Khatsois, is at Khatsois. So that's Rabbi Elazar Azariah Shita. So it's not Kasha Kalayl, it's only until Khatsois. So our Mishnah going to Rabbanan. Zok Taisis, even though there's a Stam Mishnah over here, a little bit, which is the Zeh Klal, it's not really a Stam Mishnah, Zeh Klal is it like the Rabbanan. Lemaisa, Stam Mishnah in Psachim, like Rabbi Elazar Azariah, only until Khatsois. If says that's Halacha Lemaisa, and Taisis ends off, famous halacha that matzah shafi kaimin, you should dafki eat before chatzos. Like Taisa says, I read inside part of it. Mkein tzarch lamar lechol matzah b'leila psachim kaimin chatzos. I feel matzah shafi kaimin. Shereichiv matzah as man azel deraisa. Avol b'halol shachav kaimin in lahach mekol kach sharei mederbanu. The halol you could say after chatzos. It's got a vice versa. It's brought on halacha that is an Indian say even halol before chatzos. But that's only the rabbanon. Of the kaimin and a matzah should be tried to be eaten before chatzos, like zvoyer taisvus. Hadran aloch perek hakayir lemafreya b'li neder. Those that finished it. New perek. The next perek is in the Mishnayos. This perek is the fourth perek, and the Ran in the back, the Ran in the riff in the back also. It's the fourth perek. So we're starting the fourth perek in Mishnayos, but it's the third perek in when we have it in the Bavli. Now this perek will discuss a lot about kriyas hatayir. But the Mishnah talks about Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Zok the Mishnah. HaKoreis and Megillah, Oymed v'yoshiv. The way Rashi learns that you're glad to be carried the Megillah, stay standing and stay sitting. Kara Echad or Kara Shnayim Yotzu. One person reads it or two people read it. Yoytze the mitzvah of Megillah, there's no problem of Shtei Kali, two Kali, two voices can't be heard. No halacha like that. Mokom Shenogu Levarich, in the place where the minig is to bake a bracha after the Megillah, Yevarich. Like we have the bracha Rava Zirvani, we'll learn on the base about this. Makush Nogel Levarach, Yavarach, Shloy Levarach, the minig is not to make a bracha, Lo Yavarach, don't make a bracha. B'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbos, we know, B'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbos b'mincha, we know that there's a Tekonis Ezra to lane the Torah every Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos b'mincha we also will lane. So those three times we lane, Kairin Shloysha, there's only three aliyahs. Ein Paychas Mehem, you can't do less than three. Ve'im Asif Malayim, you can't do more than three. Ve'im Aftir Benavi, there's no Aftira. And the reason why there's no more than three and there's no Aftira is because the Monday and Thursday are work days and the people want to get to work and they can't make laning too long. And number two, our Mincha is almost the end of Shabbos because Rashi says you used to darsh in the whole Shabbos, they used to learn the entire Shabbos, and now it's Samach HaKashecha, they got to get home to Chal Shodas or whatever. So therefore, they didn't do it more than three years and Aftira on Mincha Shabbos, and Sheni Chamish is also the work day. Ve'im Aftir Menavi. HaPesach v'achoysim v'tayra. In those days, it's the first one who got aliyah, made a bracha before, and the last aliyah made a bracha afterwards. That was it. There's only two brachas on the Torah. HaPesach v'achoysim v'tayra, mavarach l'funeha v'lacharea, before and afterwards. That's Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha. V'roshi chadoshim v'chol shamayit, karen abba, you lay in four aliyahs. Ein pechasim v'hem, v'ein masiv v'leim, v'eftir v'navi. So Rashi explains, you know, you have, it's a little yontif dix, you have a little more time, you have another aliyah, because it's a more chash of a day, but it's still a bit of malacha, because dava avad is mutter on chalamoid, and when shchaydish, you could do any malacha really. So therefore, you don't want to do two, it's a bit of malacha, you have to be more, it's more chash of, it's another aliyah, but also you're not maysif, and you don't do more than four aliyahs, and no haftairah. The first aliyah makes the first bracha, and the last aliyah makes the last bracha. Zaklal, Kol Shiyesh Ve Musaf, in the Yom Tov Karabo. The Klal is, if it has Musaf and it's not a Yom Tov, you have four aliyahs. But Yom Tov, on a regular Yom Tov like Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, Chamisha, five aliyahs. Biyan Kippurim, Shisha, Yom Kippurim has six aliyahs. Because everything is a bigger Kedusha from the next one. But Shabbos, Shiva, Shabbos is seven aliyahs. Ain't Peichas Mem, you can't do less. Avon Masif Malayim, but you could, can't be Masif. So when it says to be Masif, what does that mean? You can Masif on Yom Tov and Kippur, also just on Shabbos. What's it going on? So, Zokta Ran, that's Mashma from Rashi, that only Shabbos. Where's Mashma from Rashi like that? You know what's Mashma? We just spoke out. Why does Rashi say you don't do more than four aliyahs? You can't do more than four, more than three. Because Bita Malacha. On Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, there's no Bita Malacha. Therefore, you can be Masif. That's what Rashi holds. But the Ran brings down. The others argue. The Ran says, Medivir Rashi Nira, that Kula Harachiyah Mikoyi, the Kimish Asurim Malacha, Masif Ralei, Mikim Masif, Lekal Mechash from Bita Malacha. Avachem Afarshim, the Nahidain Paychasim, Koya Kula, Av Masif Malayim as Shabbos Machud Koyi, only on Shabbos. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Pei Beis, This you should notice halacha because I know there's certain shuls that can make a mistake sometimes in this. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you know Mitzvah Sefer Torah is not on Shabbos. Mitzvah Sefer Torah is carried by Shiva. Vim Roish Lahosif Meisif Zokta Haga. Vohadiv Yom Tov Mutal Lahosif Al Minyan Akruim. But yes, Shomrim. But the Yom Tov ain't Lahosif. You can't be Meisif. Vilchein Nagu Medina Is Elu. That's the minik. Melvatz B'Simchas Torah Shemisivim Harbei. So the halacha lemaisa is, if you come to a shul and the guy chaps, he has yard side, it's not possible to be meisif on the yontif extra aliyah, as we state in Ramah of Hachi Nagu that we don't add aliyahs. Ends the mishnah off. Maftir benavi, you say you have haftira on yontif and in kippur and on Shabbos. And the first bracha and the last aliyah that makes bracha afterwards. The first aliyah makes bracha before, makes bracha afterwards. Tosfos asks, why did they repeat this three times? The Pesach, Lefenei V'Acharei. We get the idea already. Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos asks the Masa Pesach. Tosfos answers that you would think that since the other ones are more Kaddish or more aliyahs, maybe you have to think more brachas. Kamash lo, no, it's only one bracha before and one afterwards. What's missing in our Mishnah? A tiny sibur. So wait to see the Gemara, what's the halacha of a tiny sibur? Because we just went through all the leanings besides the tiny sibur. Zok to Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that in Megillah you could lean standing or sitting. Tana Masha Inkim b'Torah. Went to the Brisa. Torah is different. Rashi says, what does that mean? Shein Kairim b'Torah b'Tzibur miyushiv. That in Torah b'Tzibur the Valkyra has to lean standing up. He has to lean standing up. He can't lean sitting down. That's what Rashi says. Shein Kairim b'Torah b'Tzibur miyushiv. We'll see that really. From the Gemara's drashas, really everyone learns Torah should be standing up. But Lamaisa, we left the halacha of the betzibrak upon him. You should lay in the Torah standing up. So not immediately. What's the makar? Amar Ravavo. The makar pasuk says, "Ata poi amoidi modi." Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Stand with me." It means Hashem standing and teaching the Torah, and Moshe also should stand. Amar Ravavo. The molly mikra kasev. If not for the pasuk, Efshel Amar, you can't even say it. Because what does it mean? Hashem standing. Hashem can't stand. Doesn't pass standing by Hashem. Kaviyachal Av Karis Baruch Hu Amida. It's Kaviyachal means like just like about Adam, there's a thing called Amida. We can say by Hashem this thing Amida, and we learn out from there that if Hashem taught Torah by Amida, we have to stand also. How do you know the Rav should not sit on a bed and the Talmud should sit on the karka? They should be the same level. The lashon of the pasuk is Amoidi Madi. With me, you should be equal. And the Achareinim already asked that. We find all of the Shas a lot of times that they stood up, the Rebbe was standing, and the Talmidim sat. You have to know how Shtuzes is Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, Moshe v'ad Rav Gamliel lo hilem Torah elam ubed. From the days of Moshe to Rav Gamliel, they only learned Torah standing up. Mishmeis Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel was nifta yarad chayil elam. Cholsha came to the world, chayli, but it's really weakness. Came to people. People are shvacha. They learn Torah sitting down. Behind the time, Shemeshim Gamil bought the cover of Torah. The cover of Torah was bought. They have to sit down and learn Torah. Now the Gemara brings a stira. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosev Echayim Ve'esh Bahar. The Esh Bahar says, I sat Bahar to learn Torah with Hashem. Kosev Echayim Ve'anoichi Yamarati Bahar. I stood in the Har. So what's going on? Omerav Oimed Ve'loimed. When he learned for the first time, he stood. Yoyche v'shoyim. When he chazed, he sat down. So you see, even in the times when he had to stand for learning, chazering, you could sit down. Rav Chinina, it means reviewing. Reviewing, you could sit down. Rav Chinina amar lo oimed v'lo yoyche v'lo shoyche. When it says that he sat, it didn't mean he sat. He was leaning. He was like bending, and therefore still called standing. Rabbi Yechonah Amar, in yeshiva lashon akava. Yeshiva doesn't mean sitting. It just means he was stuck there. He stayed there. Shadar ha-teshuv ha-kodesh yom rabim. It's lashon in the pasuk. They were in kodesh yom rabim. It doesn't mean they sat. It means that they were stuck there. Rav Amar, a fourth teretz of the kasha. Rakos moment. If it was easy to understand, they stood. But the kasha is miyoshev. Because that was covered a teretz to sit down. Kasha is miyoshev. So what's halacha l'maisa? So the halacha l'maisa is, in Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, is bring down that the Baal Kaira has to stand. Like the halacha of Shulchan Aruch here, that Tzorach Likrois Mu'umud, but Phil listen to Chatzim HaKaisel, Olamud Osir, Olam Kein Hu Baal Basar. Hagav Echein Echazan HaKaira Tzorach Lamed Em HaKaira. It means the Baal Kaira and the one against Aliyah has to stand up. It's like the Mishbura. Why? V'afinan D'chsiv V'ata Pai Amoyi Dimadi Mashma Afilo Hashem Yisparach HaMakre L'moyisho Oimit Kav Yachol. Em Kein Kol Shkin Shkoy Yisrael Oimdim. So you have to stand by a laning. Now, what about the people listening to laning? That's a good shayla, right? So zokta shulchan aruch kuf mem vav siv dalad ein tzarch lamoid ma'umud ba'esha karem v'tayin of the stand. Zokta ramah v'yesh ma'achmirim va'imdim v'chein osa ma'ram. So ma'achmir to stand v'chein osa ma'ram. This is ma'ram from the Rishonim already. And they stand, yeah. And Lamaisa, the Iker is Kesar Rishonim, they don't have to stand. Lamaisa, there is the Indian of Kavanah Torah to stand, k'mevoyer, in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the chiddush that maybe you know about the Bnei Torah? No, but not everyone knows this. Zok the Mishmuru of a Shasa Miras Baruch Hu Vanias Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Ved Lekuli Hamatzarich Lamoid the Hu Davar Shem Kedusha. So people don't notice because I find people even stand by and they sit by Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. That's a Kuli Yama you have to stand by Baruch Hu Kuli Yama. It means everyone has to stand in. So you have to just get up. But the people who sit down and they get up and talk about Yema Hashem Moshe, that for sure, hotness came shot. Because that's like not Iker Adin. Iker Adin, you have to stand by Baruch Hu and you can sit by laning. That's the halacha l'maisa of Hilchos laning.